My delegation associates with the statements made on behalf of the African Group and the NAM. We are witnessing a positive momentum globally with respect to trade in nuclear technologies. This momentum arises as a result of increasing interest in the application of nuclear energy for power generation to combat climate change and the use of non-power applications towards the attainment of the SDGs. Along with the legal commitment to the elimination of nuclear weapons and measures to prevent proliferation, the inalienable right to the peaceful uses of nuclear science and technology is at the very heart of the NPT and is of particular importance in attaining sustainable and accelerated economic growth, more especially in Africa, through the IEA Director General's emphasis on atoms for peace and development. The agency is now uniquely placed to reinforce the nexus between peace and development. As part of this process, South Africa attaches great importance to the IEA's TC program as the main delivery vehicle for making the peaceful uses of nuclear technology available to member states. The TC program contributes towards addressing the socio-economic needs and sustainable development challenges of developing countries, particularly through capacity building and human resource development. The associated TC projects constitute important building blocks, assisting developing countries to alleviate poverty and to achieve the SDGs. We therefore urge all IEA member states to contribute to the TC fund in full and on time. Similarly, South Africa values the IEA's leading role in the development and promotion of nuclear-derived technologies that improve food security, human and animal health, environmental management, and contribute to socio-economic development. The agency's nuclear applications laboratories provide the development and transfer of much-needed technologies and skills to member states in various socio-economic and development fields. South Africa welcomes the agency's continued commitment to pioneer a number of techniques and forward-looking nuclear treatment options in order to effectively diagnose and treat cancer. These new technologies will be a welcome addition to the global fight against cancer, especially in Africa, where closing the cancer care gap must be prioritized. We also acknowledge the agency's efforts in increasing the knowledge base in cancer diagnosis and treatment, and reiterate our commitment to improve the African continent's capacity to fight cancer, working closely with the region. In so doing, South Africa launched Africa's first nuclear medicine research and development facility, known as the Nuclear Medicine Research Infrastructure, or NUMERI. NUMERI will assist with the IEA Rays of Hope Cancer Care for All initiative, launched in 2022. With this, NUMERI will be an IEA collaborating center for the implementation of activities in the field of medicine, physics, nuclear medicine, nutrition, radiology, and radiotherapy. This is an important development to address cancer treatment needs within Africa. Chairperson, South Africa supports all the IEA activities that strengthen global nuclear safety and believes that enhancing nuclear safety should positively contribute to the development and utilization of nuclear technology for peaceful purposes. Legitimate nuclear security and safety concerns, however, cannot be used as a condition for the imposition of constraints on states' inalienable right to the peaceful uses of nuclear energy. We should guard against any preconditions that are inconsistent with the NPT. In this context, it is important to recall that under Article 4.2, all parties to the treaty have undertaken to facilitate and have the right to participate in the fullest possible exchange of equipment, materials, and scientific and technological information for the peaceful uses of nuclear energy. This article also affirms that all parties in a position to do so must cooperate in contributing to the further development of the applications of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes, especially in non-nuclear weapon states, with due consideration for the needs of developing countries. This article is not optional, but rather is an obligation on those parties that are able to contribute in this regard. In conclusion, the integrity of the NPT rests on all of its three pillars, all of which must be fully recognized and upheld without prejudice. The peaceful uses of nuclear energy is an inalienable and integral right that should not be compromised. I thank you.